offer you these gifts with thanks, aware that they come not through our own power or piety, but by your witness. And so we bring them today, that together with you we may plant and water the seeds of your new world. May we be your faithful servants as we cultivate your love, knowing that in all we seek to accomplish, it is you who gives the crow. Amen. Good Shepherd of our souls, we now bow with gratitude in our hearts. We give thanks for the warmth and promise of the sun in both manifestations of the spelling of that word. We thank you for the lavish hospitality with which you have always surrounded us. We thank you for your gracious love and care for us. We thank you for the abundance which you have placed on our plates and in our lives each day. We thank you for the strength that comes from knowing that when life meets us with danger, you are our rock, and beneath us are your everlasting arms. We thank you for the assurance that this is your world, that you love it, and that there remain many places of goodness and kindness and mercy within it. Yet we confess, Holy One, that we are much like those early disciples to whom you said, "Peace be with you." We are often frightened. We are often doubtful. We are often disbelieving. We are unsure. We are as human and as frail of spirit as were they. Yet we find such great comfort in being like them because it gives us hope. You call us as you called them to be your witnesses. As you did not disqualify them from your service, neither do you disqualify us. Help us to know that their task is our task, and that to us also come the words, "You are witnesses of these things." Help us to find our hearts burning with the joy and excitement of being your witnesses. Help us to reach out to our world, seemingly pregnant with despair and turmoil. Give us the courage to present your message of hope and light in the midst of much that looks so dark and beyond hope. Help us to be faithful and to be your peacemakers. Help us to respond to your gracious invitation to come out from our own darkened hideaways into the light of your world as emissaries of hope and justice, peace and compassion. Be with us as we participate in worthy ministries of healing through our church, in our community, region, nation, and world. Send your Holy Spirit to be with all who suffer or who are in distress or need. This day we lift up to you the names of Shirley and Michael and Connor, Don, Eileen, Kay, Doris, Jean, Trish, and Vivian. Be with those who loved Mary Moody and Howard Morris during their lives and who now mourn their passing. Fill us with your mercy and kindness that we may care for those in need with loving hearts as you bring them to the wholeness of your shalom. Mm. Give us courage and strength to be your disciples and the power to fulfill our high calling. These things we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together the prayer that shapes our lives. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.